I'm Sean Balint. Welcome to Forum on WSMI. Today on the program, our guest is Kevin Schott, Deputy Director of Chrismon EMA. You might be saying, hey, wasn't he a guest 2 weeks ago? It's a little soon for an encore presentation, isn't it? Well, a lot can change in 2 weeks, especially when you talk about the COVID-19 vaccine. Certainly concern in Montgomery County has grown, even with the positivity rate nosediving. The number of deaths tied to coronavirus has surged more than 150% since the start of the month, with the death toll growing from 22 New Year's Eve to 56 entering the weekend. Many vaccine comments were hypothetical 2 weeks ago, but with two mass vaccine clinics in Christian County under their belt, there's a better feel from Chrismon EMA for how vaccinations will move along in coming weeks. With Christian County's elderly population hit hard by COVID-19 in the early days of the pandemic, including an outbreak at a church with an older-leaning congregation and another at a senior housing development, demand in Christian County from the 65-plus crowd has proven intense, with the first clinic at the Christian County Fairgrounds drawing people who waited in their cars for up to 32 hours and a line that was a mile and a half long. Lessons have been learned from that clinic and another that occurred this past week. Schott says, for starters, waiting or parking your unmanned car is a bad idea for all parties involved.
We're happy that there's the enthusiasm to get the vaccine. That is heartening to us, but we need to use a little bit of sense about this. There's no need endangering yourself, going sleepless overnight, or trying to get a catnap in here and there while you sit in the car overnight. We will continue to get vaccines in every week, and we will eventually get everybody vaccinated. We just ask for a little bit of patience.
Whether it's the vaccine or the people receiving it, Schott's problems have been very few, with the nearly 900 people who have been vaccinated at the two clinics.
No, we've had one in the two clinics that we've done, over 800 people. We've experienced one minor reaction, and it was very minor. We monitored that individual, and it was just simply a reaction in the arm, nothing serious at all. We've lost one dose out of all of that we've given, and that was due to a needle malfunction, a syringe malfunction. And again, quality control sometimes misses things, and this was just one of those things that happened.
One of the biggest struggles in planning for vaccinations and clinics is the consistent inconsistency of the supply.
Unfortunately, we don't find out from the state until Wednesday, sometimes not till Thursday, exactly how many doses that we're going to get. It's a bit frustrating, but we're not the only county that is experiencing this, or quite frankly, the only state that is experiencing this.
Schott hopes President Biden's pledge to ramp up vaccine production succeeds, and he says Chrismon EMA and the health departments in both counties are ready to pick up the pace.
You hear on national news that the president wants to increase the amount of vaccines coming out. We hope that happens. We have a plan in place, and we're ready for that to happen. We just have to be patient for that.
The length of the second clinic and wait time showed considerable improvement after Christian County public health officials switched to a first-come, first-served format. Schott says tinkering continues.
After last week's clinic, we did a hot wash, figured out what went right, what went wrong, and how we could change, how we could do better. And we changed the traffic pattern. We changed the way a few things were done, and we increased our efficiency by about 25% this past Tuesday over what we did last week. Now we've done the same thing again. We're looking at making some changes, bringing some additional volunteers in to help us, and we anticipate being able to increase our efficiency another 25%. That's our goal. Can't guarantee that, but that's our goal.
Just like you have to fill out paperwork at the doctor's office before seeing the doctor, Schott says having your paperwork complete is crucial.
It does. We certainly encourage everybody that are going to get the vaccines to have that paperwork filled out before they get there. That helps us to increase the efficiency. We have folks out there in the line to help them, but we want to, the way we want to help them is to check their paperwork, make sure that they got it right, and not have them start from scratch to fill everything out.
Schott says there's no doubt the lessons learned in Christian County will pay off in Montgomery County.
We've learned some great lessons. We're applying those lessons as we go in Christian County, and we certainly look forward to being able to assist Montgomery County Health Department when they start their large-scale vaccines.
Christian and Montgomery counties have taken different priorities and approaches, but Schott says it should even out soon.
Christian County elected to look at their, what they felt was the most vulnerable population, the 65 and over. And that is who we targeted first. Montgomery County has the right to do what they want to do. They decided to go after the teachers, and there's pros and cons to both of it. And neither one of the approaches are wrong. And it was very well played by Montgomery County. And we need, if we had the additional vaccines, we're starting to, in Christian County, we're talking about opening up a second clinic just for the teachers. I don't want to say possibly as early as next week, but we're certainly in conversation about it today to start getting our teachers, because we want to get the public, we want to get the public safe, our businesses open, and the schools back in school safely.
And let's talk about the clinics coming up in Christian County. The first one Tuesday, 9 to 1, first dose only drive-through open clinic for the 65 plus age group. Then on February 13th, first dose only, and that's a closed drive-through clinic for Christian County school and daycare staff. So the details for the closed clinic will be set up with each school and daycare administrator in the first part of this coming week. February 16th from 9 to 1, first dose only, drive-through open clinic, the group involved to be announced later. Also on February 18th, 9 to 1, second dose only, closed drive-through clinic for those who received their first Moderna shot at Christian County on January 19th. And again, bring your record card if you receive that Moderna shot. And coming up on February 23rd, 9 to 1, the first dose only drive-through clinic for a group to be announced. February 25th, 9 to 1, second dose only, closed drive-through clinic for those who received their first Moderna shot at Christian County January 26th. And again, bring your record card. Reflecting on the recent decline in Montgomery County's positivity rate while deaths have surged, Schott says confusing numbers will send researchers back to the drawing board for some time.
I anticipate lots of educational opportunities after this is over for statistic classes, for chemistry classes. This has taken us all, quite frankly, by surprise, the depth and scope of this pandemic. And we've learned a lot of lessons. There's still a lot of lessons to learn. And it's the death rate is very depressing to all of us. And we hope by getting our people vaccinated, we get those numbers down.
And a reminder, the Montgomery County Health Department is currently compiling a list of those wishing to receive the vaccine as it becomes available. More than 1,000 people have added their names to the notification list, most over the age of 65. To be added, call 532-2001, or with call volumes running high, get your pens ready for an email address. Send your name, age, and phone number to mchdpublichealth@gmail.com, mchdpublichealth@gmail.com. You'll be called with more information when it becomes available, and the first calls in Phase 1B are indeed going out. Thanks again for joining us for Forum. I'm Sean Bellent. We'll see you again next weekend on WSMI.